Hello everyone, we have Rishikesh with us. He made a transition from mechanical engineering, so I'm sharing a LinkedIn profile of him. You can see he was BE mechanical engineering, and then he got interested into data analytics, and now he's working as a full-time data analyst at this company. And we are going to know about his whole story. We will also share his LinkedIn profile in the video description. So if anyone wants to connect with him and learn from him how he made that transition, you can do that. So now I will stop my screen. And so Rishikesh, first of all, thank you very much for spending time for this conversation.
Thank you, Dalal.
All right. So you were BE mechanical. And at some point, yeah, you made a transition into this beautiful world of data analysis and data science. So tell us what got you interested in data analytics and how you made that transition.
So as we seen that, I was a BE mechanical engineer since 2015. Like I've started my engineering journey in 2015. I got very lucky to, participate in a foreign student competition. Its name was Team Abhidya Racers, and it started in 2016. And because of that, I got an exposure in many motorsports activities. So what happened was I got involved in some kind of research in third year of my engineering, and we have a very beautiful subject of applied thermodynamics. So because of I just tried to do my own research. So of creating such a system, which would help in reducing the emissions or the harmful emissions of bikes and cars. So by the time I got to know about machine learning, so you know what, how a research procedure takes place to know right from the beginning and what is current situation of the same technology. So I got to know that machine learning and artificial intelligence is being used in my department only, in my niche only. So I just took my interest in to know what machine learning and data science is. So what happened was, as I said, that I was a part of Formula student team. In final year of my engineering, I was the team lead and a business lead too, business presentation lead. We have a separate event called business analysis and presentation. So what we did, what my team did was, we did a market research of people around us and also in the whole Maharashtra, what kind of vehicles they use, what is its price and what is their background, where do they stay, all kind of demographic information. We collected it and did the visual analysis, data visualization, and spotted some potential segments of people which would buy that car in future. So, like going through all that, we have used Tableau, a tool that which is very famous for data visualization. That is Tableau. And while whenever I used to get some problem, I used to Google it, like how to solve this problem in Tableau. And due to search engine optimization, all those data science links were used to come in my suggestions. So I just wondered what data science is actually. And I was amazed by looking at what I was doing right then is exactly the data analysis. Like I was just facing a business problem with the help of data. So that just happened, and that all grabbed all my attention towards the data science, and I finally figured out that what I want to do next in my final year. So then I joined an edtech company in September 2019, where I learned data analysis, which was mentored by a very good person. He taught us all the kind of all types of data analysis, like descriptive, prescriptive, diagnostic, and predictive. So in October 2020, I got placed as a data analyst in the FigMD, which is a healthcare intelligence company. Oh, that's wow, all great. My journey was.
So one mistake that people make is they say, even like we are saying, you're transitioning from mechanical engineering to data science, but data science itself is not a separate field. data science is a science or a technique which you can apply in any field, right? So it's like a subfield within all the fields. So people don't even realize you are, let's say, electrical engineer or a mechanical engineer. As you're saying, you might not realize that you're already doing data science. So then people come with me with all these doubts that, okay, I'm a mechanical engineer. How can I transition? It's not like there's a big sea and you have to move from one country to another. You're already doing data science in your field. You just need to explore it more and develop more skill, like what you did, right? So that's one important thing that everyone needs to understand here. So when, just to summarize, so you're doing this mechanical engineering project, which requires you to use Tableau, and it got get you interested in Tableau. So you started doing Googling, started learning Tableau. You came across a lot of courses, whatever, and you just started doing self-learning, right? And once you learned all these things, how did you apply for jobs? Because many times people complain that they're not getting interview calls. And especially if you're a mechanical engineer applying for data analyst job, some people tell me it's almost impossible to get interview call. Is that true? It's not definitely not true because you did it already. So what are your thoughts and what suggestions would you give to such people?
Okay, so even this problem has occurred to me when I was applying for various companies which were in core analytics basically. So I won't name them, but they are their main purpose is analysis, data analysis. So what happened was they already asked for experience in data analysis or any Python or C++ anything. So first of all, they'll ask you for your experience, job experience. That is because I felt, to be honest, I've applied for more than 100 companies during this pandemic. And at the end, I just got a call from this company and I was interviewed and I got selected in very first company in which I was interviewed. So the problem is one should be the master of their C first, first of all. Because, whenever we get interviewed, they ask, what is your purpose to get into data science? So we should know the purpose, like why are we shifting? Why are we switching our career into data science? Because this is, as you said, that this is a complete, a total different world of data science. Mm-hmm. So once the purpose is clear and we have a strong point, like experience we have, so that's how we can explain our interview that I've experience in this field, and hence so I'll be using this experience into with the skill of data science and prepare something more exciting to you, which will be beneficial to your company. And also we should apply to more relevant companies. So for example, there are many companies hiring for having background of mechanical engineer and giving them the position of data analytics. For example, there is Eaton. Eaton is a kind of a Fortune 500 company. Like it has a great range of products. So there might be chances, like if you are having a 4 to 5 years of experience and having the skills of data science, then they might hire you. That is
Eaton is a mechanical engineering domain company.
No, it is basically a electronics domain company.
Okay, got
it. Yeah, that is. So we should have a purpose basically.
Got it. So you need to communicate that purpose, right? And if someone is preparing for the interview, maybe they can practice. They can practice with their friends, with their mentors, with the teachers. You need to practice before you appear for the interview so that you can explain your purpose clearly. Sometimes people have good intention, but they don't know how to express. So if you have mock session with your friend or with your teacher, whatever, then that helps. Now, I interviewed one person last week. He transitioned from petroleum engineering. He's now a data scientist, right? But in his case, he got hired in a petroleum company itself. So whatever experience he had for studies, it helped because petroleum companies are looking for petroleum engineers who has data science skills. So when that company was hiring, if there are two options for that company, like computer science graduate with data science skills and petroleum engineer with data science skill, they will prefer the second one because they need person who has petroleum engineering knowledge. So if whoever is listening to this conversation right now, if you are in that your domain, don't think you have. Sometimes people feel I have wasted my time 4 years, you know, studying this. But the domain knowledge is super important for data science. So you can pursue career in your domain, but develop data science skills as Rishikesh did on side, and then use those skills to solve problems in your domain. Now, in your case, Rishikesh, you are working for healthcare. So your case is like extreme where you're a mechanical engineer, you learn data science skills, and then now you move into a healthcare. So you showed a great adoption, like moving from this field to that field. For that reason, I think you said that you have shifted into totally different domain. And it's kind of inspirational for anyone watching that these kind of transitions are possible. You are a living example of that, right?
Yeah.
So if someone wants to transition from, let's say, non-computer science or non-mainstream data science field to data science or data analytics, what advice you would give to that person?
Well, before that, I would like to share one more experience I had with the CEO of Mahindra Racing at IIT Bombay. I was just there because of 4-1 summit for TechFest. And you know, that guy, that man advised me that like he was just speaking and I was listening and I took down all the notes. So this might be an inspiration for all those mechanical engineering friends for them right now. So what he said that we generate, our formula cars generate 12 terabytes of data in one single lab. Their formula car, 12 terabytes of data in one single lab. And all we do is to predict our next strategy for the upcoming lab.
Okay.
So at that second, I just ensured, I was got ensured that I'm on the right track. So like as I'm saying that being a mechanical engineering and going into data science. So yeah, that's the reason. Like this might happen. Even BMW and Daimler hires data scientists and data analyst from the same stream. So they are actually an automobile engineering company, automobile company. So still, and yeah, what was your question again? Can I please?
So the question is, no, I'll repeat that question, but I think you gave a very good example that your right track is to put your formula car on a right track, you know, in the second lap, you know, you can put it that way.
Yeah.
So that is a good example that all these industries, you know, mechanical or electronics and communication, electrical, so many industries, in all these industries, there's so much data being generated because of sensors, IoTs, and so on.
Yeah.
So there's a huge applicability, right? Like you, as you just said, purpose of the whole problem that they try to solve is they want to put their formula, that racing car, in a right track based on the data analytics that you did in a previous lab. So that's pretty good. So my question was, if someone wants to transition, not only from mechanical engineering, let's say electrical, any domain, to data science, and then what are the advice? What is the advice you would give? And if that person is, let's say, in college, or if that person is already working in that domain, right? How they can prepare themselves for this transition?
Okay, for this, my answers remain the same. Like, first of all, if the student is trying to thinking to pursue their career in data science, so they should, first of all, they should gain some experience in their own domain. Hmm. So that's how they'll get to know what their domain actually is and what type of data they can generate.
Hmm. Hmm.
So after that, after getting that, after like we guys used to have like we are having a data and what to do with it is the biggest problem. Like problems figuring out the problem statement is the biggest challenge of a data analyst.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get the data, they should get to know what to do with it. What are their upcoming challenges, or where they can improve themselves? Like they can improve themselves in terms of company's enhancement.
Right.
So So then, like once they gain 1 or 2 years of experience in their own domain, they can shift themselves. They can do a lot of courses. Like what I did was like from by joining some edtech companies or doing some online certifications, and then they can shift themselves to data science.
Got it. So the just to summarize, in your domain, whatever, let's say if you're a mechanical engineer working on your final year project, try to use tools like Tableau, for example. Try to use, let's say, Python or R to solve little problems in your domain.
Yeah.
That way, it's not like you are just leaving everything aside and just moving to a different thing. You're still doing your mechanical engineering project.
Yeah.
But try to use those tools somehow.
Yeah.
Right? And you can be little
in a smart way. Yeah, in a smart way.
In a smart way, right? Like sometimes people say, "Oh no, there is no applicability, dude. You have to be creative. If you don't put a lot of effort, it's not gonna happen, right?" So don't be pessimist. There is always an applicability of data science, no matter what problem you're trying to solve. And I think using Tableau or Power BI is great because you don't have to do a lot of coding, because if you get into coding, now you have to learn coding. There is like a resistance, you know, but BI tool is first shot. And once you have learned BI tools a little bit, maybe start learning Python a little bit. Python is super easy. 8 year old, like, I go to this library. I keep on repeating this example, but I go to this public library before COVID to teach people Python for free as a volunteer event. And I see like an 8 year old kid who comes and he learns Python. And I'm like, it's like 8 year old kid, right? So Python is something very easy. Anyone can learn it. There are tons of videos. Like you don't need to even pay for the course. Like if you go to my channel, I have a huge playlist for Python. If you just follow those simple playlists, I have exercises and everything, right? You don't have to even spend money. You learn it. And then most important thing is applicability. You apply it in your field to solve a little problem, and then you start exploring. Then it becomes an interesting journey. You keep on learning new things. And then at some point you are ready to move on to this domain. So in terms of your day-to-day life, like, what are the kind of tools that you use, and what kind of data analysis you do? Now I know you're working for a company, so you can, if you don't want to share too much detail, it's fine, but you can give like overall idea, like in general.
Well, in short, I do diagnostic type of data analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know that there are US regulations for this kind of data, so I cannot share much information by what I am doing. One more thing I would like to share that people working for SQL as an SQL developer or Python or Java, of course Java can also be used for data science and machine learning, but most of them doesn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may say that MATLAB.
Mm-hmm.
What you have is a MATLAB. MATLAB is also a powerful tool. So all this kind of like playing with the data is itself a data analysis, is what I feel. By looking at the data, even if it is a Excel sheet of something, mm-hmm. and you're pulling out some valuable information from it, is also a data analysis. So start from the basics, whatever you have around you. For example, your monthly expenses.
Yes.
If you have your monthly expenses in your diary or something, just put it in the Excel sheet and analyze where you are spending much of the money. Or you may even predict how much money you will need next month. So all that.
So that would be interesting, right?
So you can start with this and end up somewhere else and at a great position as a data scientist or something.
Good that you mentioned this because we recently did a complete personal finance project on my channel. So I'm going to put a link of that project. So in that, what we did is we pull monthly expenses and income data. We put all the data in the Excel file, and then we built a nice dashboard in Power BI. And that dashboard can do a lot of, it can give you a lot of insights on your income, your expense pattern, where you're spending more money. And that will be something that will be of immediate use to yourself. So that will be your first immediate project that anyone can try. All right. In general, as a data analyst, if someone wants to learn the skills, like what are the skills the person should focus on? And what are the tools that that person should learn?
Starting from Python and SQL, we can always start from Python and SQL if we are already familiar with the programming, or you may just start with Tableau because it is just a drag and drop process with some kind of intelligence. So you know what I have to do. If I know what I have to do, I'll definitely do that. And there are some videos, I guess, like even your channel can help them too for Python and everything. So even Tableau has some kind of YouTube videos, I guess.
Yes.
So they can refer those videos and try to learn by themselves. And even they could do the certifications, official certifications by Tableau. So it would be a great help for them and their profile.
Perfect. All right, Rishikesh, I think that's all we had. Again, we are going to put, it's okay, right? If I put your LinkedIn profile in the video description, if people want to connect and if they want to learn from you.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to help anytime.
All right. That's really kind of you. Thanks once again for this awesome conversation. And anyone listening, if you want to connect to Rishikesh, the LinkedIn profile is in video description below. And I hope you can get some tips from this conversation. I think we are living in an era where your past background doesn't matter. As long as you have a passion and you have enthusiasm to learn new things, people transition. I recently interviewed a Python Council member. He was a PhD in physics. He did his PhD in black holes. And then he transitioned to Python. He's a Python Council member, like the top five Python people in the world, I would say, who decides the future direction of Python language, actually. He's a release manager of Python 3.10, actually. So if people can make such a big leaps, I think you can also do it. But one overall advice I would give to people is don't jump to data science or data analysis just because it's a hype. Right now, it has become almost a hype and a buzzword. Exactly. And people I want to do data science. I want to do data science. Like, you have to look at your personality, your goal, your interest. For example, my wife is in a medical field. She's a people person. She wants to talk to people. She's caring. For that person, I wouldn't advise data analysis or data science. Because maybe if you're a people person, maybe you can go to business analytics or MBAs. Do something else. But look at your personality. Figure out your long-term goals and make a decision accordingly.
And even purpose.
Yes. What's your purpose of your life? You should almost meditate and figure out the purpose and then don't do a transition because 10 of your other friends are doing it. All right. Cool, Rishikesh. Thank you very much once again. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.